1 Samuel chapter 27. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. And Saul shall despair of me, to seek me any more in any coast of Israel, so I shall escape out of his hand. And David arose, and he passed over with the 600 men who were with him to Achish, the son of Maoch, king of Gath. And David lived with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And it was told Saul that David had fled to Gath, and he did not seek him any more. And David said to Achish, If I have now found grace in your eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may live there. Because why should your servant live in the royal city with you? Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Therefore Ziklag belongs to the kings of Judah to this day. And the time that David lived in the country of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months. And David and his men went up, and invaded the Geshurites, and the Gezrites, and the Amalekites. Because those nations were of old those who lived in the land, as you go to Shur, even to the land of Egypt. And David struck the land, and left neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep, and the oxen, and the donkeys, and the camels, and the clothing, and returned, and came to Achish. And Achish said, Where have you made a road today? And David said, Against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Jeremelites, and against the south of the Kenites. And David saved neither man nor woman alive, to bring news to Gath, saying, Lest they should tell on us, saying, So did David, and so will be his manner all the while he lives in the country of the Philistines. And Achish believed David, saying, He has made his people Israel completely despise him, therefore he shall be my servant forever.